Roosevelt really from the beginning said, we're going to do, and then he would list things off. He was clear about what he was going to do, that in order to counteract the Depression, they were going to have a massive program of public works. And that was going to not only employ people, but it was going to promote economic development. Hoover, of course, campaigned against all of those things, you know, saying that they were going to put the country on the road to Moscow. So yes. It was very easy to see, you know, with you reelected Hoover, you're going to get more of the same. I mean, he said this, we'll raise the tariff again. That's what he promised. He absolutely opposed public power initiatives and regulatory initiatives of the kind that Roosevelt was proposing. And he said that the public works program, which of course was the centerpiece of the New Deal, was going to crack the timbers of the Constitution.
It really is remarkable, the speeches and comments from Hoover. I don't want to say it's amusing because it's depressing, but it's really remarkable how the rhetoric has not really been updated since then on the right.
I think that's true. And I think completely apart from anything I have contributed to people's understanding about Roosevelt, I hope I have contributed to people's understanding that Herbert Hoover is properly understood as the father of modern conservatism. That if you want the big daddy of all of this stuff, you have to go back to Hoover. You know, Hoover is the king of opposing the New Deal without actually arguing against any specific one of its initiatives, you know, which is this is commonplace because he expressly said, this was actually in the context of the Upson Sinclair campaign for governor in 1934, but he expressly said, unfortunately, the voters probably agree with him on economic issues. So we have to appeal to religion instead, you know, to oppose him. I mean, again, Hoover is the architect of that playbook. He published this book, which he privately referred to as the Ark of the Covenant. It's actually called The Challenge to Liberty, where he never even mentions, you know, the New Deal or Roosevelt. It's just over and over again about how important it is to protect liberty. He, without the pithiness, but does say that, you know, we need to preserve selfishness as a motive. In other words, that greed is good. And Barry Goldwater would later say that this was the book that crystallized his political thinking. You know, Hoover really is the founding father of the modern conservative movement.